Look what came in the mail today. My new album, Standards and My Songs. We'll do the unboxing very soon, everybody. I just got my albums in the mail, Standards and My Songs. And take a look at this. This is a really great looking record. And I'm looking forward to signing this and shipping these out soon to my fans that pre-ordered it. So thank you very much, everybody, for helping me create a great album. And I hope to see you at the CD release party at the Django on February 25th on my CD release date, and my Whatever's Open tour on March 5th, starting in the Midwest.
This is Songwriter's Room, and I'm your host, Tomoko. Today's guest is Ron Jackson. Ron Jackson is a versatile, sophisticated jazz guitarist, composer, arranger, and educator. Ron has performed, recorded, and taught music in over 30 countries and has been featured as a leader in jazz festivals all over the world, including the North Sea Jazz Festival in the Netherlands, Edinburgh Jazz and Blues Festival in UK, and Winter Jazz Fest in New York City. Ron attended Berklee School of Music on scholarship and studied jazz composition and arranging. And he is not only a master of the 6, 7, but also 12 string guitars. Ron appeared on over 40 albums before founding his own independent label, Ronnie Music, in 2003, which has since released some of his 8 albums. Ron currently teaches guitar at Jazz at Lincoln Center, The New School, Midori and Friends, his website practicejazzguitar.com, and all social media platforms. In recent years, Ron has also been a freelance writer for Acoustic Guitar Magazine. I'm sure he can give us some inside tips today. So can I get a whoop whoop?
Thank you.
So ladies and gents, please welcome Mr. Ron Jackson. Thank you for being here today. But first, can you give us a quick 15-second live performance, please?
Sure.
That was short and sweet.
Yeah, okay. that's what I thought you were going to say.
Thank you so much. You play 7 or 12 strings. How does the musical paradigm change compared to the regular 6? The basic chord placement stay the same and just expand, or how does that work?
Well, I'm playing a 7-string guitar. So okay. What's happening is on the 6-string guitar, you just have the regular 6 strings, which is E, A, D, G, B, E. I have a low note. So I get bass lines. Now I can play bass lines with this. So I can play like a one-man band by myself.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. It's a really cool instrument. I started playing about, in 2012, I started playing this instrument. I was studying with Bucky Pizzarelli, this great guitar player, you know, great jazz guitar player who passed away actually at the beginning of coronavirus, from coronavirus.
Wow.
At 94, yeah. And his wife, too, passed away from the virus, too.
Woo!
Wow, it's terrible, yeah. But anyway, Bucky's the one who, I was studying swing guitar with him, you know, like... swing Freddie Green style playing with him. He was like the master of 7-string guitar. So what happened was every time I would take a lesson with him, he'd say, Ron, would you you should learn how to pick up 7-string. Go get a 7-string. You should learn it. I was like, nah, it's too hard. And after a while, I did a concert actually in 2011, we did a concert at Flushing Town Hall in Queens. You know, there was a concert series and I had him. He was the leader. You know, I got him the gig and, you know, he led the band. After that concert, I decided to pick up a 7-string guitar. So ever since then, I've been playing it.
How long did it take for you to learn it?
I'm still working on it.
Well, what about 12 strings?
12 strings? 12 strings is basically a 6-string guitar.
Okay. Just,
the strings are doubled. It's actually 6 strings plus 4 of the strings are doubled. So you make 12. All up. So basically, it's the same tuning. The strings are close together. Like 6 strings, you understand? So there's 2, 2, 2, 2. So when you press one string, it's like hitting 2 strings. So that's why it's called a 12-string. And it's pretty easy.
Oh, Okay.
To learn the same tuning, but the seventh string is more difficult.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not only a great talent, but also you are, to me, an epitome of the word artistpreneur, because you've been out there teaching skills on every platform, putting contents every day, especially after the pandemic, you said. So can you show us some tips, insights?
Well, you just have to keep, the most important thing is just first be yourself and, you know, create content that's honest. I put up content that's performance. You know, I do, sometimes I'll do a post where I'm actually doing some comedy, you know.
Really?
Yeah, like I'll say, how do you stop a guitar player from playing? Put some music in front of him. That kind of stuff. You know, and actually I put that on Instagram and on TikTok, and I got a lot of likes because they know it's true. A lot of guitar players can't read. You know, and I've been posting a lot of educational videos, short form videos like on TikTok. Then I cross post them onto Instagram and YouTube. You know, those have been really getting a lot of views. So the most important thing is to be yourself, post honest content, and then post every day. That's really important. So I try to post something every day, even if it's not like my best post, I put something up there. And what happens is, you know, the more posts you put up, it accumulates. So if you have like a post every day and you do it for like 6 months, you're going to have 6 times 30 posts. And if you do a minute post every day, you could cross post that to all your sites. So you could just start using these posts all the time. So, and I noticed it was that it really helped me, because on YouTube, I was posting once a week. It wasn't doing anything. You know, I would get like a few subscribers. When I started posting every day a couple months ago, I gained almost 4,000 subscribers.
Right.
In about 45 days, you know?
Right.
So it's just like, it's really hard work. You know, if you want to do this, I mean, I need to practice actually more than do this stuff. Like today, I didn't even get a chance to practice or even warm up. I just like just setting this up takes like half an hour. You know, lighting, background, dressing up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have to present yourself well. I realize every time. And I spend money on this stuff. I get like good cameras. Like I'm using a special webcam to do this. I'm using a mic to play through to get the good sound audio into the into your show. I have a background, I have lights. I mean, if you want to do this right, you have to spend money.
Absolutely.
It's not a lot of money, but you have to spend money. Because I know people before the pandemic who are rich from doing this. And then the pandemic happened, they were like, okay, I'm going to get richer. Because, you know, they're already making money. They don't need to perform. I mean, I want to perform actually and do gigs, but you should be able to not perform and still, you know, do things like this and make a living. So I've just been building since the pandemic. And it all started slow, but it really started picking up like after I joined TikTok in July, and then September and October and November, my Instagram started taking off, and my Facebook.
Yeah.
And Facebook and my YouTube. It's been cool, you know. It's a lot of work though, doing this every day.
So people can support you on Patreon, right?
Oh yeah, that's one of the things I started too. I started that in June, I think. I'm trying to post once a week or more now and build up. I'm trying to make it a site also for seven string guitar players, which is like kind of hard to do, to think of material for the instrument, you know, because I should write a book eventually about it. But there are people interested that are on that site that have been on there that want to learn seven string guitar.
Sure. I love your jazz album, the latest one in 2019.
Oh yeah, thanks. Yeah, that record was actually in the Jazz Week radio chart top 100 for 2019, which surprised me even.
Awesome.
You know, it was a good record. It was my first record on seven string guitar too. That was the first record I ever did where I didn't have any original music on it.
Wow. Well, great. So let's get to the second part of songwriting.
Sure.
Can you pick one of your songs and show us the process?
When I write a song, I mean, I haven't been writing much recently, composing, but I've written like maybe 150, 200 songs, you know, that I've recorded a lot of on my albums. So one of my albums, there's a song called Acoustic Invent Yours. And that song, I wrote a song called Australian Love Affair, which is like it's just like a bossa nova. It sounds like this. Thank you. basically, that's the first section of the song.
Oh, I love it. That's very sexy and romantic. My type of music.
Thanks, thanks. So it does it again, the same melody, but it's a very thematic song with a lot of chromatic notes. A lot of approaches. So this is like, most of my songs are, there's a little interlude in between each section where I go. And the intro starts like that. It's like a minor interlude on G minor. And then the bridge goes to G minor. Goes to F, and then we go up a half step to E. Bossa Nova song. I write different styles of music too. I'll do like that's a bossa nova feel, you know. It's like a typical form, like a jazz form. Like
when you come up with a melody like that, and how do you make arrangement? Do you have a producer or you add it to yourself?
I do everything myself, actually. I'm the producer, so I just come up with all the ideas. But I mean, I need to work with other it's good to work with other songwriters, especially if you're doing pop. A lot of pop songs are two or three writers, actually. You know, mm-hmm. You have different ideas and you can work together. I mean, since I'm doing my own music and my own instrumental music, I just do everything myself, usually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might collaborate. I've collaborated recently with my daughter, so I'm doing some music, you know.
Nice.
So she'll write the melody and I'll put the chords and the arrangement, things like that, you know. And we're doing this project featuring my granddaughter called Leah Patatina. So it's like a YouTube channel. It's a YouTube channel you can check out, actually. Where she's stars my granddaughter in it, and we do a lot of music featuring her, but we write the music together, me and my daughter. And since I'm a jazz composition arranging major, I kind of know what to write, you know, what's wrong, and you know, and try to be my own style. You know?
Okay, so this is gonna be the last question.
Sure.
What advice would you give to your 20-year-old self?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, you know what? My biggest advice is to, if you're an artist, always release a record at least 1 or 2 years, every 1 or 2 years. Don't wait too long. That's all. That's a mistake I made. Like I would like do a record. When I got first signed to like Muse Records years ago, I did like 3 records in about 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then I stopped for a while. You know, like I didn't release a record for quite a while, like maybe like 8, 9 years. That's the only regret I have, not releasing a record every year or every 2 years. Try to release as many albums as you can. You know, compose your own music. Try to keep relevant. You know, that's the thing I should, you know, have a lot of friends. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you have already made your own independent label, but
because it's expensive to produce an album, you know, do everything yourself, especially with jazz, you know. Start with 2 million.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's expensive. The promotion for my last album was much more than the production of the record, just the promotion. So I want more help. So I don't mind, having a label sign me.
I hear you.
It's hard to get. A lot of labels now will take a project and release it. Like you record it, but I'm trying to find someone who'll pay for the project, and maybe I'll pay for the promotion or something instead of paying for everything.
Right. So, well, I wish you much more success to you. And
me too.
Until we speak again, sayonara.
Thank you.
Don't forget to click subscribe and hit the bell to get notified about new videos of Songwriter's Room or my new music or Japan News series. Thank you for watching. Arigato. Sayonara.